Okay, today is that Chaf Aleph. We'll go back to Chaf on the base by the fourth line where it says the Ikka Demasila Aha. Right? What? Oh! So I thought he went further. Okay. The Ikka Demasila Aha. And there are others that have the machlokes in this following situation, having nothing to do with everything. Said yesterday about Zavish Lobal Olam, that issue really is about the following. That machlokes is the following case. Again, nothing to do at all with Erechim, which is as follows. Hamaske bayis l'chaveiro, if somebody rents his house to somebody else, so you have two people. You have the landlord and the tenant. The landlord rents his house to the tenant, v'nis gant naga, and then the house gets saras. Right? The house gets saras. Now, afal pi shechaltu ha-kohen, even though the kohen's already been down there, and he's already checked it out. And what's going on now? It's not 100% certain that it's Tsaras. We're going to have to wait a week or two or three, right? We're going to have to wait, come back, and see. Omer lo, the landlord could say, Hershel Chalafanecha. You still have a house. In other words, I didn't breach my deal with you. I gave you, you have a house. That's Rashi. Afal pi shechaltu kohen, afal pi shechaltu kohen she'amar tamehu. Even if the kohen said it's tameh, the omeid lenateis, and it's standing here to be destroyed, calls man shelo natzu. As long as it's not destroyed, omer lo maskir l'sokir, the landlord can say to the tenant, harei shalachal lefanecha. Here's the house. V'lo achshir lach bayit acher. I don't have to give you another house. Why? Sherei bayit sheskarti lach kayit. The house is still here. The house is still here. The house discusses, well, is it asr bahana? Good it's here. Can I live in it? It's a big issue. Maybe you could, maybe you can't. But whatever the house brings around here, you can. It's not asr bahana. Right, otherwise not giving him a half. Right. Right, although we're not giving him a house. However, Nasazu, what if the house got destroyed? The Kahanim came with the bulldozer, took the house down. Why? Has Tzaras. Now, Chayiv Lahamid Lobayit. Now you have to give him another house. Why? Another house for him. He made a contract, he's renting a house for a year with the house. Right, the house is now in the Yichud Lamachana somewhere. The stones are put. That's the way it says Rashi. Look at the last Rashi. Master Lahamid Bayit Acha L'socher. Listen to this, Rashi. The landlord has to give another house to the tenant. Why? Dimishum Mazle Demastirhu. Because it's the landlord's mazel that the house got Tzaras. That's the tenant. The landlord's mazel the house got Tzaras. Shenech Shad Al Gezel or Al Tzaras Ayin. Because the landlord was a Gadlin or a Tzaras Ayin. Right? So it's the landlord's fault. So the breach is considered landlord's fault. You got to give another house. Now, what happens if a fire happened or some hurricane has it? Maybe you wouldn't. It's an oni. Or should I say, I'm just as blameless as you. But here, says Rashi, no, it's the landlord's fault. He's a stingy person. He's got some house on the house. Right? It's his breach. He has to give a new house. But the Aruch HaNer just says, you know, the Gemara said, we had a few days ago, that there are seven reasons why he gets the house. How come only Rashi mentions two of them? And this is the big one, right? How come where's the other one? So you could say Rashi just gave you, you know, two and two examples. Rashi not like that. So the Aruch HaNer wants to say, I don't know what his source for this is, that maybe Tzaras on a house only comes to these two averus. Which makes a little bit of sense because we say there's a medrash out there, not even me, the Gemara. First you get your house, then your clothing, then you. Right? So maybe if only two sins, the house. Keep it up, then the clothing. Keep it up even worse, then you. So, what? Yeah, it's a very difficult medrash to test that. Right? Because there, the good, it's a Muslim for it. That the good comes through the bad. You think you have Tzaras. Really, there's treasures behind the wall. Right? But I got Tzaras because I'm stingy. So what's the shot in that? right? It wasn't always redecorating, right? Okay. Anyway, that's all that I make a suggestion. Interesting. Okay, next. So far, we didn't get that discussion at all. We didn't get to anything of Moshe level only. Right? Here it comes. Now, Hikdishu Hadarbo, let's say the guy living there is Makdish the house to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Schar LaHekdish? Now he's got to give the rent to Hekdish. Right? He's donated the house to Hekdish. He has paid the rent. Now Hekdish owns the house. He paid rent to Hekdish. What? Wait a minute. Hikdishu Hadarbo? The guy, the tenant's Makdish the house? He doesn't own that house. Hechi Matzi Makdish. How can he Makdish it? How on earth can a tenant be Makdish the house? Ish ki yakdish beitzo kadosh amarachmana. You can only Makdish things that belong to you. Ma beitzo bershutso, avkal bershutso. You can't be Makdish. I can't Makdish your house. Right? Even if I'm renting it. Even if I'm living in it. I'm mine. What's going on there? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi kabar. Here's what it means. Hikdisho Mastir. The landlord was Makdish. The landlord was Makdish. Then Hadarbo Malas Chala Hekdish. Then the tenant gives the rent out of Hekdish. Right? You hear that? The landlord did it. So the truth is that Tosfos here says like this. He says, wait a minute. How? It's very good that the landlord owns it. But at the end of the day, he did rent it to the tenant. How could he now take it away from the tenant? How's it taken away from the tenant? He had a Hekdish now. What? What's the ramifications? Yeah. Right. So doesn't the tenant have some rights in the house? Doesn't the tenant have some rights in the house now? He has a tenant. He's allowed to live there. What? I know, but now the landlord went ahead and donated the house to the Beit HaMikdash. So, like, doesn't that conflict a little bit with the tenant's rights? I don't know. It's not America. So I don't know about all that. But the end of the question is he taking away any rights from the tenant? So Muslim, he's not. But he's probably not allowed to do that. But I promise you. I promise you can have this house for a year. So now, a week later, I donate it to Beit HaMikdash. How does that affect you? The Tosfos says it can't affect him. It can't affect him. Right? You donate whatever you want, but you have a deal over here with this guy. You can't affect him. Okay. What? Where's he going to live? I understand. Oh, so Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos, you have to figure out a way, if it's possible, that both statements can be true. First of all, the house belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, and second of all, the tenant's rights are not diminished. That he's still, how are you going to work that? I have to figure that out. But right. So then he talks and says, well, you know, right. So Tosfos says that's why you pay rent to the Beit HaMikdash, because, by the way, the tenant doesn't want to be over Me'ilah. It's not my house anymore. We'll get to that in Me'ilah in a second. If the house doesn't belong to a regular person, I can't go into I can't go play with Beit HaMikdash's stuff. I can't sleep in Beit HaMikdash's bed. What's going on here? So how do you figure that out? So he wasn't meant to hold that. He wasn't meant to do that. He can't. But the rent still goes to the Beit HaMikdash. It's a very funny situation. Anyway, we're going to reject it anyway. Now, wait a minute. Says the Gemara like this. Hekdisho Maschir? 1 minute. The landlord is Maschish the house, so then Hechi Dyer Bay. How on earth can the tenant live in there? Why? The Me'ilah Koi. If he's over Me'ilah. Doesn't belong to the guy anymore. Belongs to the basement. Can't walk into the basement's house. The Sue also, Milo Schaila Hektish? You give the rent to Hektish? No. Kivan de Malbe, once you sit at that dining room table, which belongs to Hekdish, you're over the din of Me'ilah. The halacha is, nafek le schar l'chulin. The schar goes to chulin. The rule is, by Hekdish, once you only talking about hekdesh that's not kosher. That wouldn't apply if you play with the Ohr HaKodesh. Well, now that you touched it, if it goes, it becomes full. No, only applies by donation type of thing. Once you use it, it loses its kedusha. Says Rashi. Look at the second line on top over there. The li nira, I think, says Rashi, the lo garsinan sachar. Don't read the word schar. That the schar goes to chulin. That's not true. The house goes to chulin. That's what happened. That's a rent, says Rashi. Vachi garsinan. Here's what the Gemara should say. Kivan demal. Since you sit at the dining room table and you over me'ila, nafak le'la chulin. The dining room table becomes chulin. That's the rule of heaven. Right? Klomar. Mishenene betashmesh habayit. Once you use the house, umal, and you over me'ila, yot habayit le'chulin. That's a rent. I mean, the rent goes to chul. That's Rashi. The house goes to chul, right? Kinitnan meila, ein mol achamol. You can't be over meila again. The mukdashin ela b'behem of a klisharis bovada, except for animals and kelim. Put that aside for a minute. The keren v'chomesh isle l'shlume. You have to pay now a keren. Plus the chomesh. How much is it worth? Is it at the dining room table? Plus a fifth. V'lo schar lehektish. That's the rent. The rent's over. The rent's over now, right? No rent. The whole house now went out of Kachim's possession by you being Moel. The chol midi de hektish v'chimal bay nafak lechulin. Anything that's true, anything that's hektish, when you use it, it becomes chulin. Because I mean, it's hektish me'ila. We're going to learn that soon. Me'ila. Ein me'ila b'chol makom el shinui. Right? Me'ila means you changed it. You used it. V'chein hu omer v'yimal b'nei Yisrael mal b'Hashem. There is no pasuk in Tanakh that says that. I saw in the back that they it's like a combination of three psukim that Rashi did, you know, they have to do it's a bailim. Hainu shinu shematiya behekdash l'chol. So says Rashi, okay, very good. So the question is, two questions. First of all, what do you mean? What do you mean that the landlord's makdash it and the tenant's living there? First of all, he can't live there, it's me'ila. Second of all, the whole thing doesn't, and he doesn't live there, the whole thing goes to chulin. So what's going on here? What'd you gain? You makdash it a minute. The minute the tenant comes home and goes to the dining room table, the whole thing goes to chulin. So what's going on here? Right? So we still have that. Like a joke. The whole thing's a joke. So, therefore, anyway, here's the pshat. Where am I up to? Damar, he says like this. This is what the landlord said. Lekisha yavo scharo, when I get that rent check from the tenant, yaktish, I'm going to be baktish that. The rent check. You give me $1,000 a month, when I get that $1,000, I'm going to donate it to me. It's not in the world yet. It doesn't owe me yet. It's not the first of the month yet. How can I make a statement like that? It's a Gemara. What? It's a Gemara. La'olam. Amar Yehuda. Amar Rav. Hamani. For Mary. This is the sheet of Mayor. Amar Adam Magdash Dava Shalom Ba'olam. It does work. Yesterday we said it was talking about Erechim. Today we said it was talking about a house, a rental house. Why we started off with the terrace in the house, I don't know. It has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with anything. Zero. That's the story. Because someone asked that question, and the answer is because we hold that the rents only do at the end. So that didn't even know to yet. So I'm sitting over here. He just gave me a rent check. The next month's rent, I'm going to give to Hackfish. So that's not here now. He doesn't even owe it to you till after the month is over. So what you said is mamish talking in the air. It's like saying, when I have a kid, or when the tree has fruit, it's not here now. It's lo bal olam. How could you make such a promise? Because according to Rameir, you can make such a promise. So by the way, Rameir might hold, the only time it's applied is when it's going to come. Right? When I go and buy a stock, and it goes up, and then I'll do... That maybe Rameir might agree that's too far-fetched. But you have a tree, and you're working on it, and it's a normal tree, it's going to produce fruit, it'll work. Your guy got paying rent, he pays every month, he's saying it'll work. See, like what Monty said, it's sort of a guarantee. But it's not here right this minute. Right now, it's a little premature. It's a little premature I said it. But it's going to happen. That's what Rameir says to Shita. Well, Balaam, it's okay. Ikka di Amri, others learn, same answer, same bottom line, like this, that Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, the Papa said to Abaya, the Amrile Rav Mari Bar Chamal Rav Chitta, Kiman, who does this whole thing go like? Kirab Meir. The Amar Davar, it's a question. Kiman Kirab Meir? The Amar Adam Matish Davar Shalom Bala Olam? That, is this Rab Meir who holds the Kirab Matish like doesn't yet exist? Amar Bala, come on. Well, who then? If not Rab Meir, who then? Same bottom line, right? We hold like it's Rab Meir. Who else could it be? Okay? Good? Very good. Next Mishnah. Chayvei Erechin Mashkin also. When it comes to Erechin, that you have to give a Mashkin. Why do you have to give a Mashkin? Because we're afraid you're not going to pay. If the rule of Mishnah is anything you don't really have to do, we take a Mashkin from you. Anything you have to do anyway, we don't take a Mashkin. Now, what do you mean anything you don't have to do? You made a promise to give Erechin, you have to give it. Yeah, but the answer is, you could be poor, you don't have the money, they leave you alone. So since, well, you have the money, right? But you're going to cry. Since all that's true, we take a mashkin from you. So guarantee that you're going to pay. However, so chayvei erechin, mamashkin and otel. When it comes to chayvei erechin, we take a mashkin from you. Chayvei chatos va'ashamos. When it comes to bringing the chatos for an asham, ain't mamashkin and otel. We don't take a mashkin from you. Why? Because nobody will go and not bring that chatos. Nobody's going to do that. Everybody wants the kapara. Nobody's going to mess around with that. With an asham also. There's no need to take a mashkin. There's a guarantee that guy's going to bring that carpet. He's not going to play around. Right? No, not a double shovel. What do you mean? You turn the light on Shabbos, you got to bring carbon. Everyone knows about it. The Kahanim know about it. They don't have to take a mashkin from you. You're going to bring it. There's no question about it. You're going to bring it. Chayvei olos ushlamim. So bring an ola or a shlamim. The mashkina knows, though. We do take a mashkin. Could you imagine that they have an appeal in the shul, and everyone mentions numbers, and they come to the house and take mashkin? Can you imagine they come take mashkin? Right? That's exactly what's going on over here. A guy promised, I'm going to bring an ola. I love Hashem, I'm going to bring a shlomim. They come to the house and take a mashkin. Assuming they're aware. Right? If you came the knowledge, they had knowledge, they send the squad down to the house, take a mashkin. You bring the carbon, you get the mashkin back. Says Rashi, interesting Rashi, the first Rashi of the Mishnah says, Olos Ushlamim, Afal Gaf, even though, it should be used the word Olos, the Olos Mechaperes A'aseh, that an Olos Mechaper on an Aseh, the guy forgot the bench. So what does he do now? He should bring an Olos. It's Mechaper on that Aseh. Says Rashi, that's true. So why are we taking a mashkin? He'll for sure do it. Not really, you know why? Holol V'lav Chov Hiyolel. It's not a chov. If you bring it, you'll get the kapara. It's not a chov like a chatos. Hilkach, therefore, lo chashiv like kapara. Since it's not a chov, nobody thinks it's a kapara. And va'asi leshu, you're going to delay, you're going to schlep. Therefore, hilkach ma mashkin otah. Therefore, we take a mashkin from you. Right? You hear that? Makes perfect sense. Afal pi she'ein mischaper lo ad she'yitzratzeh. Even though you don't get a kapara until you're misratzeh, shenemar, lirtono, you do willingly. You have to do willingly. So really, they're strong-arming you into giving the carbon. What are they doing? They took away your gold watch. So they're not giving it back until you bring the carbon. It doesn't make a difference. Kofen also, ajiyom erotani, we're going to force you until you say, I really want to do it. Right? By the case of the mashkin. V'chein ata omer v'gitei nashim. So too by gittin. The halacha is, you have to give a, everybody knows this, you have to give a get based on your own free will, right? So when they beat you up and up, all of a sudden it becomes your free will, right? Kofenos achiyom rotani, right? You cry, uncle, I'll do it now willingly, right? Let's shot on that. Everybody knows the famous Rambam, which I'm going to read right now. This is a Rambam talk. This is the rationalist, right? Rationalist, pashta, straightforward Rambam says like this. It's the Hilchos Gittin. Someone's overpowered by his yetahara, levatel mitzvah, to be levatel mitzvah, or lasos aveira, or to do an aveira, v'hocha ad she'asa davar shechayev lasos, and you don't do what you're supposed to do, ad she'nisrachek midavar she'asa lasos, or to stay away from something bad, which you should stay away from, but you don't do that. Ein ze ones bimenu, ein ze onos bimenu, right? It's not that he's an ones. Elohu onos atzmo b'daito hara. He made himself into an oni. So I can't stop myself. No, you made yourself like that. You can stop yourself. You turn yourself into a god. I can't. I have to have that cheeseburger. I can't stop myself. No, you did it to yourself. Lefikach, Zash Aina Rotsa Lagarish. When a guy, I don't want to give her my forget. I don't want to. We have a horrible marriage, but I'm going to torture her. I'm not giving her a get. Me'achash who wrote to Leos Miyisroel. Really, of course you want to be a good guy. You want to be one of the leaders of Yisrael. Wrote to who Lassos called mitzvot. Of course you want to do every mitzvah. Ulehisrachek min ha'averos. And you want to stay away from averos. However, the Yitzru, who's your dog folk? So it's stopping you. The Yitzru is Yitzhara's fault. That's all. So you know what? We'll beat the Yitzhara out of you. Kibon Shahuka ad shetoshash shechoshash Yitzro. So they beat you up till the Yitzro gets weakened, right? Vemar Rotani, I want to do this. You want to do it all along, right? Kfar Garash Lertono. All of a sudden, it turns into your Ratzon. Amazing Rambam, right? Same thing over here by the Erechin, same thing by the Gittin. Right? We'll force you till you say, I really want to do this, right? So the Rambam said, every Jew wants to do what's right deep down. What's stopping in the Yitzro? Oh, beat that out of you. And then all of a sudden it becomes on your own free will. That's why we're beating you up, so you want to stop the beating. That's what I'm saying. That's what most people think. We'll beat them up. How much torture can they withstand? How much beating can they take? All right, they'll give in. No, says the Rambam. It's not like that. You really want to do what's good. We're just going to remove the eighth hour that's blocking that. Correct. Might not be as severe because people don't have the same kind of emotions, although it comes to money. But then you shouldn't have made that promise. Right? Or, don't do that, okay, don't do that at the show game. I don't know. No, so you have time, you have a year. You have a year to bring carbon. You have a year. Okay, next. Amar of Papa. Rav Papa said, Pa'amim, there are some times where it's a carbon chatva, and you don't really have to bring it, someone's going to take a mashu from you. And there are some times where there's an ola that you have to bring, and we don't have to take a mashu from you. Right? It's exactly to show you that they're not trying to be difficult. They just want you to bring the kavana. They want you to do what's right. That's all they want. Omer papa, pa'amu shechayve chatas, comes to a chatas, me mashkinen oso. We do take a mashkin. Bechayve olos, ain mashkinen oso. And it comes to an olos, we don't take a mashkin from you. For example, chayve chatas, mashkinen oso, what's that? Bechatas nazir. There's a chatas nazir. So when someone becomes a nazir, when the nazir is over, he brings three karbanos. A chatas, an asham, what's the third one? No, what? No. No, not the bird. The birds? No. He brings three karbanos. An ola, a chatas, and a shlamim. An ola, chatas, and shlamim. When he finishes his nazirah, no birds by Nazir, he's talking about the Torah. The Torah in a minute. By Nazir, you bring three korbanos, all the chatas and shlamim. By the way, the halacha is, kiva de amarmar, since the halacha is, im giluach al echad mishloshton, yotza. If you shave your hair, after you brought one of them, you're good now. The im nizrak alav echad min adamim, hutar hanazir lishnos yayim. Oh, once you brought one of the three, they sprinkled the dime on one of those three, now ready to go have wine again. So what do you see from all that? The guy has no incentive now to bring the chata. There's no incentive now. Why? Because all the naziris went away. I could shave, I could go drink wine. So it all went away. Since it all went away, 1 second, ulatam elabesa. Now you can also go to the funeral. Since all the prohibitions of the Nazir went away, even if you brought the other two karbanos, even if you brought one of them, Pasha Bey below Maisi. So you're never going to bring that chatzis. You have no intention to. We said nobody wants the chatzis hanging over their head because it's for a chet. And therefore, they want to get, don't worry about it. We don't have to take a mashkin. They're going to bring it no matter. Okay, my math. Why? Because all the reasons to bring it don't apply. So therefore, we take a mashkin from him, from another. Chayvi Olos in mashkin and also. There are sometimes we're an ola, we don't take a mashkin, we're just going to bring it anyway. What's that? Ola's yoledet. By a yoledet. Why? Because the yoledet has to bring two karbanos, an ola and a chata. And the halacha is that the pasuk mentions the ola first. So, you're going to bring the ola because you can't bring the ola without bringing the chata. And the chata is going to say you're always going to bring it because it comes from a chet. So, you're going to bring the ola also. So, don't worry about it. You're definitely going to bring it. Why? Because you have to bring nachatas. Nachatas, we don't take nachatas because we know you have to bring. Therefore, there's no reason to take a mashkin even for the ola. Something like my new that do me kra. What are you talking about? Because it's first in the pasuk. That doesn't mean it's first in halacha. That doesn't mean it's first in halacha. But Amar Rava, we make kra akdima kasev for various other reasons. The Torah put the ola first. And that means you have to bring the ola before the chatas? Doesn't mean that at all. It means you bring the chatas, you'll never bring that ola. Like every ola, you don't have to bring. Of course you take a mashkin. Right? Ella, that can't be right. Its answer is Ba'olas Mitorah. It's the ola of the Mitorah. The Tanya, Rishon B'no Shel Rabbi Yehuda, they changed it to Yochanan and Baroka Omer. Kishem Shechatasa V'Ashamo Ikavto. Just like the chatas and the asham of the Mitorah still prevents it from going on to the base of Mikdash and becoming fully tahar. So too the olas also prevents him. So he's going to bring that ola. He wants to go back to his normal life. He doesn't want to be a mitzvah anymore. As long as he's outstanding karbanos, there's still a remnant of a mitzvah to him. He'll bring it. You don't have to worry. He'll bring it. For that, we don't have to take a maskin. Okay? Next. Afal pish ein mitzchah for lashi yitzvate. Tan rabbanon. Yakrivoso. It says yakrivoso. Malamit shekovrinoso. You don't want to bring it. We'll force you. Yachal bal karacho. I would think you can do against his will. Hamad lomar lurtono. It's got to be lurtono. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? The answer is kofino to achiyam rotani. You force it till he says I'll do it. Amar Shmuel, ola tzricha das. Ola has to be brought with das. What does that mean? Shenamar lurtono. Says the Gemara, my kamashlo. What kind of statement is that? Tanina afal pi she'ein mischafelo achi yitzratze. You can't bring a carbon until you have misratze. Shenamar lurtono. Obviously, that includes, you have to have that. What is Shmuel in it? The Gemara answers, No. I'm going to bring an ola for you. I like you. I know you're a little tight. I'll bring the ola. The answer is, you can do that. You got to tell the guy. The guy has to know. Why? My man, Sam, I would think, Kivan be'inan das. When do you need das? When do you need das? Midi day, when you bring it yourself, I will be the chavre, when your friend brings it, lo, why do I have to know that you're bringing it for me? You brought it for me. Send me an email, by the way, Menachem, I brought the carbon for you. All good. Why do I have to know that? Come on, Ashpon. That's why it says, learn so, no, you have to know about it. Why? Because him, none de lo nichale de lo chavre, midi de lo today. Not everybody wants someone else to give them a handout. Not everybody wants to get a kafar from someone else's cheshman. People, not everyone wants that. You know what? You got to inform them. Listen, I know what the situation is. I'll bring the carbon for you. You know, I'd prefer not. Don't worry. I have a check coming in. I'll have the money soon. People are like that. You have to tell them. Right? Okay. So, I left that. The Bezek can force you to sit in the circle also. No question. They can force you to do any mitzvah. They can force you to shake a little of two. Why are these like special like this? I don't know. Good question. I don't know. But they could force you to do any mitzvah. They could force you to wear tzitzit. Right. But in a chanami, they could force you to do anything. Right. Meishvei. Wait a minute. What about the following question? It says like this. Chatasa v'ashamo shal ploni olai. If someone says, I'm going to bring the chatasa or asham for Reuven, I'll bring Reuven's carbon. Ladas. If he knows about it. Ladas. If he knows about it. Yatza, it's good. Shalola das, if he doesn't know about it, lo yatza is not good. Okay, that's a chazan asham. Olasa ushlam of shalploni. If I promise to bring the ola or shlam for Reuben, right, then shalploni alai. Bein ladas, bein shalola das yatza. No matter what, it works. That goes against Shmuel. Shmuel said you have to tell the guy. It works even if you didn't tell the guy. You send him an email, by the way, Reuven, don't worry about it, I took care of your carbon. Don't worry about it. It works. Shmuel said you have to tell the guy. How do you reconcile that? Amalacha Shmuel, you think it's a kasha on me? No. Kitan Yahahi, that Bryson was talking about, Bishas Kapara. At the Shas Kapara, he didn't know. But the irritate Bishas Akrasha. But when you were my appreciate, of course he knew. In other words, you told Reuven, I'm bringing the carbon to you. Don't worry about it. I'll take care. I'll pay for it. When you actually brought it, you never told him. He says, Shmuel, that's okay. That's okay. In other words, there's two times. There's when you mock for shit and when you actually bring it. You don't have to tell him both times. Right? Either one. Ki kamina na b'shas afrasha. I was talking about b'shas afrasha. That you didn't tell him at all. That you can't do. Right? And by the way, pligi de ula. It's argued with ula. The amar ula. Lo chilku ben chatas lo ola. There's no difference in a chatas and an ola. There's no difference. Ela shechatas tri chadas b'shas afrasha. The chatas, you have to tell the guy when you mafresh it. By the way, I know you brought after the chatas. I'll be mafresh. Don't worry about it. And v'ola ain't shricha das b'shas afrasha, and ola does not need das by afrasha, aval b'shas kapara. But it does need by the shas kapara, which is not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said you only need it by the shas afrasha. Edi v'edi, both of them hold l'das yata, shelo l'das lo yata. They both hold that some kind of das is required. The only question is when. Now, meisvei, if a brayta says like this, Chatoso v'ashamo, if so, olato, chatoso, sorry, chatoso ashamo olato ushlamo shalponi alai. Right to all four. Someone promises to bring any carbon for someone else. L'das yata, shalola das lo yata. Right? Shadas yata, shalola das lo yata. What's the question? The question is, that's not like nobody. Why? Because Shmuel said, you have to know, shasaf Russia. Ula said, you have to know, it's man of Russia. I'm sorry, right. I'm sorry. Shalola das lo yata. I'm sorry, lo das yata. Shalola das lo yata. What's the kasha? Ah, the kasha is, it doesn't seem to be a difference between Afrasha and Kapara, and it's not true. So Shmuel Moki lo b'shas Afrasha. Shmuel will explain that means shas Afrasha. And Ula Moki lo b'shas Kapara. And Ula will explain it means shas Kapara. Amar of Papa. Masnitza adadi lo kashin. These mishnas are not the stira. Why not? Ha b'shas Kapara. Ha b'shas Afrasha. One's talking about, in other words, Shmuel and Ula don't have a problem with either of these, anything. Because whatever the Mishnah says, they'll say, oh, it meant Afrasha, it meant Kapara. Right? Ula will say the same thing. And Amaroi Nami lo kasha. Even the Amaroi aren't really arguing. Right? Shmuel Muki Kamaisa Bashas Kapara. Shmuel will explain the first one as referring to Shas Kapara. We don't need knowledge. Umbrai Sides the Bashas Afrasha. And the second one by Afrasha, we do have to tell the guy. And Ula Moki Ibcha. And Ula will say the exact opposite. Right? It makes perfect sense. So now the Gemara says, what did Rav Papa just add? Amaroi Badai Pligi. The Amaroyim are certainly arguing. Shita. Isn't that obvious? We just said that Shmuel held one way, Ula held another way. Rav Papa comes along. By the way, they're arguing. They're arguing. Each one can interpret the brayta in their own way, but they're arguing. I would think my b'shas hafrasha the gamar Shmuel. When Shmuel said that you have to tell somebody b'shas hafrasha, af b'shas hafrasha, that means even by hafrasha, which one of the achronim says, what kind of svar is that? You have to tell the guy twice. Why? Why tell him twice? When I'm afreshed, I got to tell you. Then again, when I'm by the kapara, I got to tell you twice. Why? I would have thought that Shmuel holds, you have to do it twice. If I got to have kamaisa tiyufta, that would make the first brisa a problem. Why would it make it a problem? Because the first brisa said you don't have to do that. Kamash Malan, you don't have to do that. Kamash Malan, we don't hold like that. That's not what he meant. He meant that. That's why Shmuel. That's why Papa said they argue. Why? I would have thought maybe they don't really argue. Shmuel says do twice. And Ula only holds once. And then it's a problem. We don't hold that anyway. Come on, so we don't hold it. That's not true. And therefore, Papa said a statement which is apparently redundant. Next. The Chayim Begitei Nashim. Kofi. Amr of Sheshes. Hai man de Masar Mada Agita. Mada Mada. If a guy issues a statement that says, that get is not a get. You see that get that my wife was walking around with? I didn't consent to that get. I didn't consent to it. If a guy says that, that gets a big problem. The guy issued a statement. He issued a press release. That get is, I didn't consent to it. Right? So, pshita, isn't that obvious? Right? Pshita. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha da'asa'o v'irte. Now, the point is that they forced him, right? V'irte, and then he consented. He says he consented. Ma'adatem, I would think, Batule Batle, maybe that press release now is Batle. Right. Kamash Malan, the Imkain, if it was true, Lisni Achiyitain. It should say that you force somebody until he gives it. My Achiyomar. What did the Mishnah say? We force you till you say, not till you give it. Till you say you'll give it. Right? Ad the Mavatale Levodah. You know what that means? Until you mavatal any press releases. That's what it means. If it is a press release, it's a big problem. Okay? Hadalach Omar Mashkali, Hadalach Omar Mashkali, Hadalach Omar Mashkali. Next Mishnah. Now, the halacha is like this. The person owes money to the Beis HaMikdash. The person owes money to anybody. Any guy. Owes money to anybody, any guy. So what we'll do is like this. We want to pay off the debt, right? So we'll do like this. We'll make an announcement. Listen. Reuven died. His little kid Nebuch are stuck with his debt. Anybody want to come and buy some land? Buy some land. Give the Yishomim some money. And they can pay off the debt. That's fine. So, Shum HaYishomim, the evaluation for the Yishomim. The guy died, owes the money. Shloshim Yom. For 30 days, we'll announce it. Shum HaHektish. What about Hektish? What's the case of Hektish? Right? Hektish wants to sell land. Hektish wants to sell land. Someone donated land, what are they going to do with it? They'll sell it. So for that, Shishim Yom, 60 days. 60 day notice that we're going to be selling the land. Umach Rizin Baboker Uba Erev. And we announce it day and night. Right? Day and night. Which is Mashma. What? So the question is, do you announce it on Shabbos? Is there any reason not to announce it on Shabbos? What? It's business, right? Yeah. Oh, so if it's the Beit HaMikdash, it's only announced in the Beit HaMikdash. That's one of the reasons why it's double the time. Who hears that? Who's on an average day? Who's at the Beit HaMikdash? Yeah, people, tourists, people come to drink kavanah. It's not such a busy place. I know. So one of the Achronim said that's why they get extra time because it's not the public. They're stuck there. The home, it's where they live, in the shul, in the community center, in the pizza shop, they put up a thing all over the place. It's not Bezin. We're gonna see in a minute about Bezin. So what about right? We're gonna see in a minute. So what? What's the problem? Right. It's not in Bezin. It's in the shul. But my refund, by the way, what's his name passed? Everyone remember he passed away? Well, went to the funeral? Okay, so in like 28 more days, they're having a sale for his property. Every morning, every night, they'll do that. What about Shabbat? They actually said it's business. So, for the individual person, it is business. What about for the Beis HaMikdash? Right, so it is business. The Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say they do announce, it doesn't apply today. What if they're announcing funds for the shul or things like that. That might be mutter. And then having an appeal on Shabbos, selling aliyahs. It's all tarche shul. Tarche shul. It's all mutter. Right? For the money, for the shul, it's all mutter. Business, actually. No question about it, but it's all mutter. Why is it all mutter? Because it's for the shul. Right? Tosis. Right. No, they didn't owe money to Hektish. Hektish, someone donated a field to Hektish in Haifa. What's Hektish doing with that field? They don't need that field. They'll take the money and they'll do some repairs. So they can do, right? Right. That you can't announce on Shabbos. No, that's pure value. He's right. That you cannot announce on Shabbos. That's Dabar Dabar. You're supposed to talk about business on Shabbos. They would not announce it on Shabbos. Every day, not Shabbos. Good point, 100%. But if I say that, even on Shabbos. Tosfos says, the in Tomar, am I not got Yishomim? Why are we thinking about Yishomim? I feel a cool Omanami. Anybody. In Baal Bezdin, Liyeri Vinaseim, Bezdin comes down to take the guy's property. Why? Because he owes money to people. Kedei Lefroa, Leisha, Ksuvasa, Ochovo. He owes his wife, maybe, or he owes a debt. Lebalchov, Tsarach Shumas Bezdin, Lamed Yom. The same 30 days. So why are we only... No, but it is true. So why are we only focusing on Yitzhak? Anybody, that's true. I owe money to somebody. I don't have. Bezdin will come and take away my stuff. Right? So I'm only busy with Yitzhak. So Kedisa Beferek Bamafkid, name as well. So Tosfos answers, Tani Yitzhak will reboost the Mazatim, I would think. Levi Yitzhak Kehektish. That Yitzhak should be treated. Yitzhak always are disadvantaged. Because they don't know what's going on. Maybe we'll give them also 60 days. No. We don't do that. That's how we pick Yitzhak. Okay. Says the Gemara, Maishna Boker Be'erev, why night? Why day and night? Amar Yehuda, I'll tell you why. Amar Rav, B'shah Shahotah, it's Polim, B'shah Ha'chnes, it's Polim. That's when people are around. They're going to work, coming home from work. They hear the announcement. Somebody will say, oh, B'shah Shahotah, it's Polim, the Ikka Denicha Le'mezabe. The guy wants to buy it. Amar Lehu Le'polim, he'll say to his workers, listen, Azilu Siruli Nahale, go check out that land. Is it worth buying it? You guys know better than me. You guys are working in the field all day. You check it out. Is it going to make me a profit? And when work is over, listen to this. To remind them. Did you go look at the field yet? You hear this? To remind them. Amar. Sada ploni b'simane ube matre. They'll say, the field, they'll give them the fields by that simon, by that, those are the boundaries. Kachi yafa, that's how much it's worth. The kachi shuma, this is what we evaluated at. Kolarot telikach, yavo yikach. Whoever wants to come try to buy it, that's the announcement. Right? The field, these are the boundary. Whoever wants to come buy it, come give an offer. Amanas, lite leisha bitsuvasa, ulubalcho, bachovo. You know what we need the money for? They announced it. We need the money to pay off the wife. Or to pay off the debt. So why do you announce that? My lomali lemeimar almanach liten leisha tuvasa ulabachov. Why do you announce that? A good reason to announce it. The ikka denichale babalechov. A guy will be very interested to hear that to pay off the debt. You know why? The makel bezuzin. The guy wants his debt. He'll take even bad money. Even old days coins. He'll take anything just to get the debt paid off. So maybe you have some bad coins. Use those bad coins, you'll get that land. Why? Because the guy's desperate. And the ikka denichale be'isha, a guy's going to be very interested to hear the land's being sold to pay off the ksuva. You know why? The shlakla al yad. Because the wife will take very small money. She'll take yad al yad, tiny currency. She'll take a little bit. Because she wants also, what's she going to do with the money? She's going to use it to live. To go to the grocery store to live. So you give her small money. Nobody wants small money, apparently. She'll take the small money. So it's an incentive to people to hear what the money's going to be used for. I got all this pile of small money. You know what? I can buy that land now. They'll pay off the wife. And I got a good piece of land. I couldn't get rid of the money anyway. So it's a win-win to everybody. All right, tomorrow's daf is a pretty hard daf. All about the Yitzhak and the wife. It's back and forth. It's not an easy daf tomorrow. All right, we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a great Shabbos. Shabbos Shiva.